That's British jazz saxophonist Binker Golding. He's one of the musicians urging his government to renegotiate a better Brexit deal for a Europe-wide visa-free work permit for touring musicians and artists. Because now, after the UK's messy split with Europe, British musicians have to get a visa for every country they play in and get permits and pay fees for their sound equipment and instruments. These rules come on top of a miserable year for professional musicians who haven't been able to tour or perform live because of the pandemic. I spoke to Binker Golding about how these new Brexit rules will affect him, and he told me that the next time he wants to play at a festival in France, for instance, it'll be far more complicated.
What they're going to say is, well, we've got a Binker Golding in London and we've got another guy in Stockholm that's basically the same. Which one are we going to go for? The guy in London that's got all of the red tape around him because of Brexit? Or are we going to go with the guy in Sweden or something where things are nice and easy and we don't even have to deal with all of this stuff? And they're not just going to do that with me. They're going to do that with every single musician in the sort of middle class area of working musicians. They're not going to do it with Ed Sheeran, but they're going to do it with a lot of people underneath Ed Sheeran.
And it's making people very angry. The great Elton John has been outspoken about this. He's pointed out that, you know, it doesn't matter for him. He's a superstar. He can afford these extra costs and restrictions and that sort of thing. But what about for people like you, when you need to get visas and passports and pay for your equipment and the gear coming through? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. So Elton John, you know, he should be having his feet up by the fire, having a cup of tea, ready for semi-retirement or something. And instead, he's got to go online and make noise about the bloody, you know, the situation. And it doesn't, as you say, it doesn't even affect him. He's a multi-millionaire 10 times over, maybe 100 times over.
But he knows it affects you.
But yes, but he's seen the injustice and he's calling it out and he's saying this is ridiculous.
How does playing Europe, how important has that been for your career?
In the last 5 years, it's been hugely important. It's made up, you know, a very big portion of my personal income. I would say about 50%, right? It's probably more like 65%. And that's not just true for me. That's true for a number of other people that I know. And that's not just true for the musicians. That's true for the touring teams, the people that rig stages and do sound and all of these kind of people that you don't see because they're not performing on stage, but they're just as crucial. And so,
well, and from what I understand, it's actually not just musicians either. It also affects actors, visual artists, other performers.
Sure.
Patrick Stewart
sure.
even wrote a letter asking Boris Johnson to negotiate new terms with the EU that would allow people, artists like you, to work more freely in Europe. But let me ask you, why should artists be treated any differently? There's probably 1,000 other industries across the United Kingdom that could make the same argument that Brexit has hurt their business.
Exactly. This is the thing. This government that we've got in the UK at the moment, they claim to be a conservative government. The conservatives traditionally are supposed to respect and encourage entrepreneurship, people that set up small businesses and small industry and things like this. They're supposed to encourage those people. And what happened was the EU have offered this visa. And instead of acting like traditional conservatives and saying, well, let this particular portion of the population, i.e. musicians, let them benefit from this offer. Why not? You know, this is a good thing for business. They can keep on employing people. They can go forth and conquer, so to speak. They can earn money and bring that money back into the country and that money will be taxed. Instead of saying that, they acted like Stalinists and said, no, no one is allowed to be different. If we're in Brexit, we're all in Brexit together in an extreme fashion, and that's it.
Isn't there some wisdom to that, though? I mean, because if they start making and carving out exceptions for you, then they have to do the same thing for the oyster farmer, right? I mean, everybody.
Yeah, sure. I hear what you're saying fully. But my argument is they should be cutting deals for the oyster people. They should be trying to cut deals for these people. That's what they're there for. I'm not saying that musicians should be an exception on their own. I'm saying every single thing down the line, if you put Brexit on the table, you've got to have a plan or you've got to be prepared to fight to the dying death for every single group of people that come forward to you with an issue. And if you can't do that, then you should have never put the referendum on the table in the first place.
Yeah, well, yeah, and as you well know, I mean, we've been covering Brexit for years, but you've been living it for years. You know that the negotiations were fraught and they were nearly impossible. I mean, many times it didn't seem like there was going to be any deal struck whatsoever because it was so complicated to figure out. So do you hold out any hope now that Boris Johnson is going to be interested or willing to consider this particular issue and try to get changes to what you're asking for?
I think this particular issue will probably be very low on the list. In this country, at least in my lifetime, which is the last 35 years, I would not say that they are particularly geared towards seeing the arts as a beneficial and profitable area, which it is both. The arts are massively beneficial to humanity, and they can't understand that. And on the other hand, it's very good for industry. The arts is extremely good for, you know, financially speaking. But they just don't really seem to recognize that.
Yeah, interesting to hear you make that point from a country that has produced some of the most influential musicians and rockers of all time. But before I let you go, let's listen to some of your music. Sure. Here's Strange, Beautiful, Remembered from 2019. So there's Brexit, but it's also been much tougher for you to play that for a live audience because of the pandemic, of course. How has the past year been for you? Because you have been just unable to travel regardless of Brexit.
Sure, exactly. So all of this couldn't have rolled together at a worse time. The pandemic has been extremely quiet here on the work front. So last year, I probably did about 5 shows, and in a normal year I'd do more than that in 2 weeks, you know. Luckily financially my back isn't too much against the wall, so I can survive. But I do feel for people that are just starting out in this industry. I really do, because it's a very, very tough time, the toughest I've known. There's a lot of people that have suffered, man. Yeah, I mean, it's not just musicians.
No doubt about that. Saxophonist Binker Golding, a musician facing new regulations that will make it more difficult to tour in Europe after Brexit. Binker, good luck to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.